The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Gene, have you used Instagram stories to promote your business?
No. That's a good question because Instagram is, as everybody knows, an absolutely phenomenal and popular social media site. Billion plus active users a day. You're on Instagram all the time.
Love it. Yeah.
I'm on Instagram all the time personally. Like, I have some great accounts I follow, but I do not.
Yeah, the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians and some really like, animals doing funny things and whatever.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, really funny. Barstool is one of my favorite Instagram accounts for sports. But for my business, I do not use it.
Okay. And why is that?
I had a feeling you were going to ask that. My business doesn't seem very Instagrammy, and I'll tell you the reason why. Let me take a step back. My sister, I think I've talked about before on the show, she's
a doctor.
Great, yeah. In Philadelphia. And she was just featured on the local TV station in Philadelphia because she uses Instagram for her medical practice.
Wow.
And what she does is
dicey.
Oh, well, she's been, and it's been very, very popular. And by the way, it was my idea, okay? I told her that she should be doing this. She started doing it. It's been like really popular.
Has she given you credit? Or?
Yeah, no credit at all. Like, I don't even exist. The whole news crew came in there and did a whole story on her. She, what she does is a few times a day, she will post something health-related on her Instagram. So she will take a picture
content
of like
marketing.
Yeah. It's like a meal that she's eating, or if the sun is out, some sunbather, right. Or using the right sunscreen, you know what I mean? Or she'll post somebody that's, a patient of hers with permission that might've like hurt their ankle and like how to avoid doing that. And it's just advice for her patients and her followers on just sort of health tips and whatnot. And that's very visual and that's very cool and that's personal and consumer. And Instagram is a very B2C type of platform, I think. So I think it resonates very well with her. Now, my other advice to her was, which she refuses to do, is if she really wants to get followers, she should be having like disgusting gross stuff on her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what attracts, right? I mean, Instagram is awesome when you see crazy, stupid stuff. And I was like, if you put like festering sores on there, like a guy with like half an arm.
People love to look at that, though.
They do, with his eyeball hanging out. And then she refused to do that. I get that. Okay, fair. She's got more common sense than I do.
So what's your sister's Instagram account? Can we link to it?
So it is, I'll give it to you for the show notes. I think it's at Dr. Vicky Braille. You know what? I'll have to give you, we'll include
it in the show notes.
And she has some really, really good posts on, on a healthy lifestyle, but no hanging eyeballs. And when you see hanging eyeballs, she'll be listening to me. So I think Instagram is really good if you're running a business. It's very visual, but not just visual. It's got to be fun. And the more
or gross,
the more risks that you want to take, the more edginess that you want to be, the more controversial you want to be. And by the way, that's not for everyone, okay? Because, there's good and there's bad. But the more you want to take those risks, the more attention you'll get on Instagram. So if you want to be an Instagram star, to stand out, you have to do that. And if that's not your cup of tea, then you might want to.
And being a star doesn't mean having, Kardashian level followers.
No,
you can have. If you're a small business owner and you have 1,000 followers.
Right.
They're
huge.
Just going to be a little more loyal to you.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It's funny because you talk about, but it's the same thing with Instagram, Facebook, email marketing. You don't have to have tens of thousands. People get with the numbers. You just want people that are interested in what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's what you want. And then that's your audience. And like you just said, if it's 1,000, if it's 500, I think she might have 500, 300, 400, I don't even know. But they like her. I mean, they're interested in it. And that's how you maintain your relationship with your customers and your clients.
All right. And if you have a business, I've offered this before and no one took me up on it. But if you have a business where you like, maybe I should do content marketing, what should I put out there on social media? Leave a comment for us and Gene and I will weigh in on some ideas for you because that's what we do all day long.
No charge.
No. Yeah. Free. This is a free service. Go to the show notes, leave a comment and we will write back to you. We'll be right back with our question after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back for over 1 million small business customers with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
We're back with our question, and this actually isn't even a question. This is a follow-up from a previous question that we answer. This is from Geraldine, and I'm going to link her previous question. She writes, Jean and Elizabeth, I wrote into you to several months ago about how I had an employee that was about to leave my accounting business. You suggested that I just let her go. I did, and now I lost my business. I blame you, Jean Marks.
Oh, that's so mean.
Just kidding. Oh. It actually worked out great. I just wanted to show Jean that we accountants can keep things interesting. He made snoring noises when I described my accounting business on the previous episode. You did do that.
I did. I'm an accountant. I'm allowed to do that.
I let my other employees know that one was leaving, I was getting a replacement, and there was going to be a few weeks where they would have to pick up some extra work. I hired a temp who ended up turning into a permanent employee.
Cool.
I just want to follow up and say thanks for the advice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. You know, it's transitioning in any business is really, really tough. And I think she's just had a few employees at her firm. And yeah, you lose one person and it's like just brutal to like recover from. So good for her. I'm glad she was able to do that.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm wondering... A couple weeks actually isn't that long.
Not bad at all. And she got very lucky. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, in the end, and we've had conversations, we should continue to have conversations about like best practices for hiring.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've learned over 20 some years of doing this that I don't have a clue what I'm doing. You know, I mean, you look at resumes, you look at backgrounds, you know, whatever. And then in the end, you're just like, I think this person's going to work out, you know, take a shot. So if she found somebody within 2 weeks, good for her.
Now, have you ever hired a temp or you worked with a temp agency?
No, we usually work with contract workers like that way, like part timers and contracts. I've never actually used a temp agency, but I have a lot of clients that do. I have a couple of good friends that run temp agencies. I was at temp agencies right now, by the way, are I have a friend who runs a temp agency. It's called Express Personnel. It's like a franchise, and he's got one in Philly. And he's like going through the roof right now.
Really?
Yeah, because it's, you know, the economy is unemployment is low. People are looking for good people. Even though there are like an all-time high in job openings, people are still looking for people. And this guy is like, he's running around, you know, filling. So it's good times to be in the temp agency. Having said that, he was during the recession, not so good, but good for her. I'm glad she found somebody. And I think that's good news.
And
hopefully
I'm
it'll
so
be long-term.
Glad she wrote in. I wish more people would do that.
Yeah.
Tell us how our advice actually worked out. If you followed it. Even.
Only if our advice was good.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to link back to that original question, and we'll be right back with Jean's Word of Brilliance.
Are you looking for a great idea to start a new business? Well, Small Biz Ahead has 99 of them for you. Our new ebook, 99 New Small Business Ideas, is the first place you should look if you're interested in starting your business. You'll learn about everything from business service industries that could lead to lucrative freelance work, emerging industries such as solar panel installation and professional blogging, and even tech industries that could turn into the next big thing. Head on over to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
And we're back with Jean's Word of Brilliance.
So my word, you like these stories, and I'm going to get the my word of brilliance today, Elizabeth, is Avis, the car rental company.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna at some point I should write about this for the Hartford. But
okay.
I was in with my wife. We were in Minnesota last week because I had a presentation there, and we left early. Like,
okay.
We arrived on a Wednesday, and we were staying at this resort on the lakes in Minnesota.
Oh, that's why she went.
Yeah, that's the reason why she went. And we were supposed to stay till Sunday, and we just decided to leave early. We'll leave it at that. The resort wasn't that anyway. And we came home. We went to the shore instead. Okay, fine.
Okay.
So I had we had Avis. The car was reserved from, like, Wednesday to Sunday. I returned the car on Thursday instead, dropped it off like I normally do, went into the airport. Anyway, Sunday came around. I was going to do like my expenses for the trip. I needed to see like an invoice for this, you know, car rental. And I went online, and it was saying like the car hadn't been closed out yet. Like,
oh,
it was still showing as like out, like, you know, you know.
4 days later.
Yeah, 4 days later. So I called up Avis and got the customer service person on the line. And the customer service person was like, yeah, it's showing that it's not, you know, it hasn't been closed out yet. So the customer service told me to call Minneapolis. The rental, the
oh my
local.
God.
I called them, And then I asked to speak to customer service, their automated system.
Yeah.
And it referred me back to the main customer service I was originally talking. It was one of those like a mess. Anyway, so finally I got another customer service person on. And here's the happy ending to the story. They looked in there and said, well, when did you return the car? I said, I returned it on Thursday. And he goes, hold on, please. Came back on and said, great, taking care of it. You know, got you, closed it out, returned on Thursday. No questions asked, no whatever. And I was only charged for the one day.
Good.
That's exactly what you do in 2017. Yeah. It's almost like you hear stories like with people that have Kindles with Amazon and their Kindle breaks and they call up Amazon and Amazon just says, we'll send you a new Kindle.
Yeah.
We're not going to go. Avis, I mean, I'm a preferred customer with Avis, so maybe that helps, maybe that doesn't. But they looked at it, they're saying, what, are we going to sit there and we're going to fight with this guy?
Yeah.
Over like
Well, you had turned in the car. It's like you stole
it. Yeah, I turned it in, but, you know, they didn't have evidence of it. But the guy said, you know, we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of it with Minneapolis. But in the meantime, we're crediting you out. They just did it, you know?
Oh, good. Okay.
And I was thinking about, like, in my own business as well, when clients call up with an issue, you know, oh, Gene, you know, so-and-so was out here and I got charged for 3 hours, but they were really only productive for an hour. I don't understand why we got the extra. I just immediately just credit out the 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like I sit there and say, you know what? I could sit there and fight with this guy. First of all, I got better things to do with my time.
It kills you inside though.
Kills me, but I'm like, enough. I'm going to, you know, whatever. I'm going to move on. And then that way I can do other things more productively.
Well, you are in a service business, as we were just talking about.
As is Avis, as is Amazon, as aren't we all, you know, here to serve. So it's just, if you're running a business, don't quibble over pennies.
Yeah.
You know, if a customer comes in, that customer could be dead wrong. It could eat you up inside like it eats me up inside every single time. But I've just learned, just let it go. Give them back their money with a smile. And then hopefully you'll get it back in the future, right? I mean, Avis, by doing that, I'm happy to continue to work with Avis and, you know, be their customer. So hopefully they'll make 10 times the amount of money off me in the future instead of turning it into some stupid dopey war.
So what was wrong with the resort?
Oh boy. It's a,
and you don't mention the name, obviously.
Yeah. It's a long story. It was,
Were there bugs?
No, it was
there mold?
It needed some work, this place. We were expecting like more of a nicer place and it just wasn't. And anyway, but you know, it's beautiful. Minnesota is a beautiful state.
It really is.
The lake's gorgeous. Yeah. It was so nice. And so the resort was disappointing. And then because it was so late, we couldn't find any other place. Every other place was sold out.
Yeah.
Because everybody vacations there at the lakes, rightfully so.
I was wondering why your wife went, because she doesn't usually travel.
No, she does now and again. If she can't, and during the summer she can, because she's a school teacher. So we were like, oh, cool. We'll be like on a lake at a nice resort and whatever.
Something
and
different.
It was a really cool idea, and unfortunately it wasn't so hot. So
right. Next time.
Next time.
All right, we'll be back in a couple days with another episode.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.